Welcome to Israel 18 News. At 11 p.m., here's your hourly briefing. Tonight, the weather across Israel is mild and pleasant. Temperatures are comfortable in Tel Aviv, while Jerusalem enjoys a cool breeze. Haifa is experiencing clear skies, making it a good night for stargazing. Here are today's headlines. First, France 24 reports just in. Questions arise over potential war crimes committed in the Middle East. Also, the Jerusalem Post noted earlier today that the IDF struck terror targets in Iran as the deadline for a U.S.-Tehran deal approaches. Also this hour, I-24 News shares that a UNSC resolution condemning Iran for closing the Strait of Hormuz was vetoed by China and Russia. Separately, JTA reported earlier today that an attacker was killed in a gunfight outside the closed Israeli consulate in Istanbul. And finally, in a related development, Turkish officials identified the attacker as having connections with a terrorist organization. Here's what people are saying online. IL Red Alert, a missile alert tracker, noted just minutes ago that Israeli officials expressed concern over possible U.S.-Iran agreements, including a brief extension of negotiations. Israeli activist Hen Mazig highlighted posting recently disturbing videos showing Iranian civilians, including children, used as human shields by their regime. From Ynet News, reporting from earlier, Pakistan urges Trump to delay the Iran deadline amid ongoing indirect talks with the U.S., citing threats of a civilization collapse. Now, for more on those stories. Starting with the military developments, France 24 reports on the Middle East situation, where U.S. and Israeli strikes target Iran's infrastructure. This follows heightened tensions and threats from Tehran. The UN and other organizations are now questioning the legality of these actions under international law. The potential for escalation remains high, impacting regional stability. Turning to diplomatic moves, the Jerusalem Post outlines Iran's retaliatory actions against Saudi Arabia and Syria while demanding a cessation of Israeli strikes on Hezbollah. This escalation comes as talks between the U.S. and Iran approach a critical deadline. An agreement or renewed conflict could shift alliances in the region significantly. Meanwhile, I-24 News informs us about the blocked UNSC resolution condemning Iran's closure of Hormuz. With China and Russia exercising their veto power, the situation underscores geopolitical divides. The closure of this vital waterway could severely impact global oil supply lines, affecting economies worldwide. From JTA, we learn about the attack outside the Israeli consulate in Istanbul. Turkish authorities attribute the incident to a terrorist group exploiting religious sentiments. This event adds another layer of complexity to regional security concerns, especially for Israeli diplomatic missions abroad. On the economic front, first, Mariv reports on an unexpected closure. The Gina Maria pizza chain closed its doors after 5 decades. Customers in Minneapolis are left puzzled by this sudden shutdown, reflecting the volatility in the food industry. Separately, CTEC shares that former Facebook and Uber CSO Joe Sullivan is now advising the cyber unicorn Upwind. His involvement indicates growing demand for cloud and AI security, a sector increasingly relevant for Israeli tech firms. And finally, Globes reports Odysite.ai has dual-listed on the Tel Aviv Stock Exchange. This move aims to expand its investor base and increase trading liquidity, enhancing accessibility for both Israeli and international investors. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Tuesday. Our next update is at 12 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.